Let us go. Die Herrschaften von den Ramones. Hier gehört auf 100,6 Flux FM. Es ist 15:39 und in wenigen Stunden wird's im Magnet heute ordentlich knallen und durch die Decke gehen, raketenartig. Denn Andrew W.K. würde auf der Bühne stehen. Er war vor einigen Wochen schon in Berlin hier, unter anderem mit Marky Ramones Blitzkrieg. Da werden wir uns auch gleich nochmal unterhalten. War natürlich jetzt nicht ohne Grund, dass wir die Nummer auch eben gespielt haben. Heute aber mit seiner eigenen Band on stage und jetzt erstmal hier bei uns im Studio. Wir waren alle so ein bisschen verängstigt schon, als wir gehört haben, dass der Typ kommt und dachten schon, oh Gott, nur alle verstecken und alles Wurf und Geschoss festmachen hier. Hello Andrew, welcome.
Hello, yes, thank you very much, great to be here.
Yeah, you're still busy with your phone. What's so hard in posting any Twitter thing or any Instagram picture?
Well, we just took a photograph here and I'm posting it onto the Flux FM handle. So, you know, I've noticed tweeting isn't quite as popular here in Germany as some of the other modes of social media, but for me it still is the best, so I do want to have this so people can tune in that might not be listening already.
I see. So, but it seems to cause some problems for you because you've been doing that for like 5 minutes now.
Okay, well, I'll just leave it then.
No, you can continue.
We will wait till the break.
Hey, if you can talk and tweet at the same time, it's totally fine.
Okay.
All right. So, I just said that you're going to be here tonight without Mark Ramone, and you've just been here like, what, 3-4 weeks ago?
I think so. Yes, it was only just a short time ago playing, as you said, a very special show with Marky Ramone where I'm singing about 35 Ramones classic songs, including the Blitzkrieg Bop that you just played, for Marky's band, which is called Marky Ramone's Blitzkrieg, on which he's playing drums. Of course, he's the longest running drummer of the Ramones. Mm-hmm. And of course, it's very intense just to now be playing that music and thinking about that, considering that the original drummer, Tommy Ramone, just passed away. Mm-hmm. So Marky has been very, very committed to continuing the live performance of this music, and it's a great privilege for me to sing with him.
Right. He approached you back in the days, right? Asking
yes.
you to do that. Did you have any special connection to the Ramones before that?
No direct connection. Mm-hmm. Just someone that, like anybody else, just always thought it was a very good, very powerful sound and was just blown away to be asked. So it's one of those things I would never have dreamt of or ever planned out. You know, you don't plan and say, oh, well, in a few days, then I'm going to go sing for Marky Ramone. It's just one of those dreams come true to have him invite me. And there was no doubt in my mind that I wanted to do it. Although it was challenging, I had to deliver.
Also er sagt gerade, wie gesagt, vor 3-4 Wochen war er hier gerade in Berlin, hat mit Marky Ramone gespielt, der ihn irgendwann mal gefragt hat, ob er nicht Lust hat, hier also die großen Klassiker von den Ramones zu spielen, und er hat das natürlich als große Ehre angesehen und sagte, er gibt dann natürlich auch alles für ihn, super Job, das zu machen. Hat vorher nicht so wirklich eine Connection gehabt, aber er sagt natürlich, ist natürlich trotzdem ein Wahnsinnsstil, hier gemeinsam mit Marky Ramones Blitzkrieg auf der Bühne zu stehen. So let's talk about you. I have to say that we were a little bit afraid when we heard that Andrew W.K. is coming. Everybody was ducking instinctively and kind of hiding under the desk because we thought, oh God, party animal is coming. What's going to happen here? But then you come in completely relaxed. And is that something that happens to you, that people misjudge you?
Well, you never know. I mean, if you haven't met someone in person, it's possible to be shy or curious or even, like you said, frightened of them. I guess it's happened to everybody, probably. I mean, I used to be afraid of certain people that I hadn't met, including certain members of my family and certain children. Well, you know, different people are intimidating in different ways, but then you meet them and they can be very cheerful and nice folks. So I was also very frightened coming in here since we hadn't met before. But now that we have, I think everyone is pretty nice. You know, it's all working out just fine.
Except for the host who is insulting you that you're tweeting while you're talking.
No, I actually wasn't even tweeting. I was trying to pose the photo, but I realized that it was rude and I stopped.
No, it wasn't rude. Andrew, please don't be mad at me.
No, I'm not. It's totally fine. I you're not the first person that's gotten mad at me about that. I wish I had done it further in advance before.
But I was really not mad. I was just trying to be funny, which apparently I failed miserably with.
No, it was very funny.
Okay, now listen, Andrew, we haven't really heard anything completely new from or out of your hands, out of your mouth. You're still doing what you've been doing for the last few years. Is there going to be new stuff tonight at the Magnet, or is that just kind of a revival? Is that your debut smash album, I Get Wet, revived, or what's going to happen tonight?
Well, I'm playing songs off of all the albums I've released for the most part. So there's more recent stuff, and then the very stuff from the very first album and the second album as well. Mm-hmm. So, and then there's actually spots in the show that are very fun and very spontaneous where we can almost make up new stuff. It's a very different kind of show because it's just me and the keyboard, a drum machine. You know, all my songs are written on piano. So this is a way for me to really play with my original instrument, my mm-hmm. keyboard, where all this emerges from. But with that, the fact that I'm sort of in control of everything, it gives us that sort of creative, impulsive power to make up stuff on the fly. So there could be a brand new party song created tonight.
Okay. Also, ich sage gerade, so ein richtiges neues Album oder so gibt's jetzt zurzeit nicht. Deswegen werden wir wahrscheinlich ja so Sachen heute Abend hören, die wir jetzt auch schon ein bisschen kennen aus den vergangenen Jahren. Aber er sagt gerade, klar, er bekommt heute die Gelegenheit, seine Songs auf dem Klavier, auf dem Keyboard zu spielen. Das ist ja eigentlich auch das, was er kann. Er ist ja klassisch trainiert, auch in Piano. Insofern wird er seine Sachen natürlich auch nochmal aufleben lassen. Auch sein riesen Debütalbum I Get Wet. Und da ist nun eben auch eine besondere Atmosphäre heute Abend ist, kann es ja sein, wenn er dann eben durch die Decke geht, dass dabei gleich noch ein neuer Party-Hit entsteht. Und vorher hatte ich ihn auch gefragt, weil ich das auch gleich nochmal kurz übersetzen wollte. Er ist ja so ein als Party-Tier verschrien und wir dachten schon so, oh Gott, Andrew WK kommt hierher. Müssen wir hier alles schussfest machen und wurffest, aber dann kam er hier ganz entspannt rein und er meinte so, nee, also er ist tatsächlich eben auch so ein Mensch, der auch mal ganz entspannt sein kann. Er hat auch immer Angst, wenn Leute kommen, er hat auch Angst, hierher zu kommen, aber die sind alle nett und alle schön und die Leute, klar, denken manchmal vielleicht ein bisschen anders, als er eben selber ist, aber das kann ja dann in dem Momenten, wo man sich trifft, aufgelöst werden. So, let's play a song.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
And then we continue.
All right.
Chatting.
Sounds good.
And this one is, of course, How Can We Live Without It? Star Party Animal.
Oh, wow.
There's nothing you can't do.
Andrew WK mit Star Party Animal auf 100,6 Flux FM hier am Dienstagnachmittag, heute Abend dann im Magnet. Wir haben auch gleich noch ein paar Tickets für diesen Gig. So, Andrew.
Yes.
You're a musician, you're a producer, you're entertainer, you're motivational speaker, you're cat lover, apparently. You're
yes.
A Fox News weatherman.
Yes, that song that you just played, I would like to point out, that is a song written about and pretty much by a cat. That I sang as a tribute to this cat. And the cat is called Lil Bub. Have you heard of that cat?
Yes, we have heard of Lil Bub. It's basically almost like Grumpy Cat, but just a little not so grumpy.
Exactly, yes. Uh-huh. It's a cheerful cat uh-huh. with a baby face and very round eyes, and its tongue is usually sticking out. And she, I got to make a TV program with her on Animal Planet, the channel in the U.S., and that was her theme song that we recorded for the show. So I'm very excited that you have even heard that song. It was never really released as an album, mm-hmm. but it was available on the computer and on iTunes, mm-hmm. and it raised money for animal shelters where Lil Bub actually was discovered.
Oh, you see? Was Lil Bub singing in the background vocals here?
Yes, yes.
She was.
Yes, you could definitely hear in there whenever the voice is mewing, meowing, and spewing, that mm-hmm. is the sound of Lil Bub.
Absolutely. How's she doing right now?
I think she's doing better than ever. Her owner, also known as Lil Bub's Dude, mm-hmm. he's a very staunch gentleman, very caring, very focused, and very committed to her well-being. And the great thing is, through all the goodwill that she's generated from her work and all her travels, she's actually gotten stronger. The movement and being active has helped build up her bones, which was some of the weakness that she had was her bone density. So she's actually healing herself through her positive party feline power.
Wow. So everybody came out as a winner.
That's true. That's well said.
Okay. Also ich sag gerade noch, diese Sache, die wir gerade gespielt haben hier, Star Party Animal, ist tatsächlich ein Song, den Andrew gemeinsam mit einer nicht ganz unbekannten Katze aufgenommen hat. Man könnte sie die kleine Schwester von Grumpy Cat nennen. Das ist Little Bob und Little Bob ist zumindest in Amerika ziemlich bekannt. Hat dort auch eine eigene Show im Animal Planet und die beiden haben also zum Beispiel diese Nummer aufgenommen. Dafür wurde dann auch, beziehungsweise mit den Einnahmen für diese Nummer, wurden wurden dann auch Animal Shelters, also Tierheime oder, ja, ich glaube Tierheime in so einer Richtung, damit bezahlt. Und nicht nur das, sondern Little Bob, diese kleine Katze, deren Zunge also ständig aus dem Mund heraushängt und deren Augen sehr, sehr groß sind. Diese kleine Katze wurde auch durch diese ganze Berühmtheit immer stärker und natürlich der Besitzer der Katze ist auch sehr darauf bedacht, dass die Katze nicht irgendwie zu Schaden kommt. So, okay, what else should we talk about? Maybe about your Village Voice column. We could talk about so many things, but Village Voice is, maybe I should say that for our listeners, quite a popular magazine in New York. Is it only in New York or is it?
It is,
right?
The company that runs it has many weekly papers throughout the U.S., free papers usually that you just pick up on the street. I'm sure they have the same thing here. But the great thing now, of course, with the computer and the World Wide Web is that whatever's posted there is available everywhere. So they invited me, Village Voice, to write an advice column, and people write in asking me questions about life, and I try to write back to them with something helpful. It's not always an answer, because I don't really have the answers to life, but it's a way to talk about partying and about having fun and trying to stay cheered up.
It is not only about partying, it's also about more serious topics. I mean, I've just scrolled down the list of topics that were most read, and on number one, there is indeed how to cope with the death of a friend.
Yes.
So it can also be very serious topics.
Well, partying is very serious. I mean, celebrating life is usually what has given me the strength to keep going through hard times. And it's, I think there's a difference between taking something lightly and taking something very passionately. And that's all that partying means to me. It's being glad that you're not dead and doing something about it. And that state of awareness, that gratitude, being thankful for, you know, even the very simple good things in your life, for example, like music, that always cheers me up. So I wanted to focus on those things and remind everybody else that was looking for that same kind of internal inspiring power that they already have it. You know, the simple things in life will see you through those complex, challenging times.
And it's very interesting because it's pretty smartly and almost a little philosophically written. So I can only suggest that to people to read it and have a look at it. Also wenn ihr einfach mal schauen wollt, es gibt also wie gesagt so eine Kolumne, die Andrew seit Januar, glaube ich, in der Village Voice in New York schreibt. Das ist also eine kostenlose kleine Zeitschrift oder relativ groß sogar. Die gibt es ja an jeder Straßenecke. Kann man sich aus solchen kleinen Klappkästen rausnehmen. Und da gibt er dann quasi immer so Ratschläge fürs Leben. Und dann sind aber eben auch so ein paar ernstere Themen, wie zum Beispiel, wie gehe ich damit um, dass ein Freund von mir gerade gestorben ist. Und er sagt, ich versuche das dann nicht ganz so auf die Tränendrüse zu drücken, sondern versuche das Ganze eben so ein bisschen positiv zu sehen, dass man eben mit ein bisschen Party, mit ein bisschen Feiern im Leben auch weiterkommt, indem man nämlich das Leben eben zelebriert. Also darum geht es auch. Und auf der Seite der Village Voice könnt ihr dann diese Kolumne von Andrew auch nochmal anschauen. Alrighty, thank you very much for being here.
Oh, thank you again, yes. Thank you very much.
What again was it that you should remind me of?
Well, we're giving away tickets.
That is absolutely correct.
That's right, for my show tonight.
Heute Abend gibt es Tickets, wenn ihr, beziehungsweise jetzt gibt es Tickets für heute Abend, wenn ihr dabei sein wollt mit Andrew WK und dann direkt euch vor die Megafon aufstellen wollt, dann ruft er jetzt an, 030-2000-9000. Is there going to be a band as well? Of course.
Yes, I believe the Uke Boys, if I'm saying it right. And is that correct? Was that the right?
The Uke Boys? Like yes. Ukulele Boys?
Well, no. I wouldn't say that, but I wouldn't be surprised if they had the ability to play ukulele. No, but the Uke Boys are joining us, and the whole spirit of the night, like we've been talking about already, is it's a party. It is not a show. It is a celebration. So in that room together, we're all gathered there for a fun night, and I would be very excited for anyone to join us. I've never played a show quite like this tonight in Berlin, so please, I'll be very excited to see you.
Sounds very intriguing. Thank you very much for being here. Have fun tonight.
Thank
und jetzt,
you.
Wie gesagt, nochmal anrufen. 030-2000-9000, wenn Andrew WK heute Abend mit Band, mit den Uke Boys auf der Bühne steht und das Leben zelebriert.